In 1966 Beijing, as the Cultural Revolution erupts, a young woman named Mei makes a decision that will echo through generations. Standing before a glass case of ancient artifacts threatened by Red Guards, she shatters the display and secretly pockets an ancient lotus seed said to grant wishes. This moment, both brave preservation and selfish acquisition, sets in motion a story spanning continents and decades. Mei's brilliance as a biology student at Peking University offers her escape from rural poverty, but when political persecution intensifies, she abandons her true love Ping and flees to America with Wen, a teaching assistant who becomes her husband Charles. What would you do if you could rewrite your genetic destiny? For Mei, this question becomes literal. In America, her scientific genius flourishes in a genetics laboratory, but her ambitions take a troubling turn after she gives birth to her daughter Lily. Secretly experimenting with genetic manipulation, Mei convinces wealthy pharmaceutical heir Otto Meyer to use an experimental therapy on both his son Thomas and her daughter Lily, suppressing Charles's genetic contribution to give Lily the chance to live the life Mei might have had if born American. Years later, in New York, Lily grapples with inexplicable temporal anomalies, moments when time freezes completely. Working as an unpaid intern at a travel magazine, her life transforms after meeting Matthew Allen, a charismatic investment banker who turns out to be Matthew Allen Meyer, heir to a pharmaceutical empire. Despite her misgivings about his initial deception and their wealth disparity, they marry and have a son, Nick. Their seemingly perfect life fractures after Lily suffers multiple unexplained miscarriages. During a business trip to Beijing, she meets Professor Xu Ping, her mother's former colleague, who reveals disturbing truths about Mei's past. The full scope becomes clear. Mei and Otto had used experimental genetic therapies on their own children without consent. The painful irony crystallizes. Mei's desperate attempt to give her daughter a perfect life creates exactly the kind of mother-daughter separation she herself experienced when leaving China. Devastated by these revelations, Lily flees with Nick, severing all ties with both the Meyer family and her mother, determined to protect her son from further manipulation. 16 years later, Nick Chen lives on a remote island in Washington State, knowing almost nothing about his father except a first name. His curiosity transforms into obsession when a secret DNA test connects him to the prestigious Meyer family and reveals a half-brother in Seattle. The physical resemblance between Nick and Matthew is undeniable. The same hazel eyes, ash-brown hair, and left-handedness, shattering his mother's narrative that his father wanted nothing to do with him. Nick begins meeting Matthew secretly in Seattle, gradually pulled into a world of privilege he never imagined. During college applications, he follows Matthew's suggestion to use the Meyer surname since Asian students face discrimination in admissions, resulting in acceptance letters from every Ivy League school. At Yale, Nick experiences one of his mysterious time-stopping episodes, the first indication this inexplicable ability might be inherited from his mother. When his girlfriend Miranda leaves him, an emotionally vulnerable Nick reaches out to Matthew, who finally reveals the complete truth. May's experimental treatment had left Lily unable to conceive naturally, necessitating IVF for Nick's conception. With Nick's embryo, they had attempted an enhanced version of the therapy, deliberately amplifying Matthew's genetic contribution, explaining Nick's striking resemblance to his father despite being half Chinese. The novel explores genetic manipulation with nuance and depth. Mei and Otto's experiments represent the dangerous allure of playing God, the belief that science can perfect human nature by selecting certain traits over others. Their work directly foreshadows contemporary debates about gene editing technologies like CRISPR, raising profound questions about whether such interventions represent genuine progress or a dangerous form of eugenics. This ethical blindness appears again when Nick's employer, Levi, gleefully describes genetic selection as the American goddamn dream, casually equating genetic modification with consumer choice. His investor Pax further exposes the racist undertones when discussing birth rates among people of color, illuminating how scientific progress often becomes entangled with existing prejudices. The examination becomes particularly poignant in exploring parental love and responsibility. May's desire to give Lily better genetic inheritance stems from maternal love as much as scientific ambition, a complex motivation many parents might recognize in their own desires to provide advantages for their children. Where is the line between wanting the best for your children and trying to control who they become? Years later, May falls gravely ill with pneumonia after giving away her savings to a homeless mother and daughter during a rainstorm, a gesture mirroring her own past struggles as an immigrant mother. As her condition deteriorates, Nick helps her return home against hospital advice, understanding her need to die surrounded by the artifacts of the life she built. When Nick offers access to an experimental life extension drug, May's refusal becomes a powerful statement about accepting mortality on her own terms, though tinged with profound regret about her unresolved relationship with Lily. Through feverish conversations, she reveals layers of guilt and longing carried silently for decades. The story achieves its emotional crescendo when Lily appears unexpectedly at May's apartment door. This moment of potential reconciliation echoes the novel's opening image of the lotus seed, a symbol of rebirth emerging from muddy waters. Though their actual conversation remains unwritten, the heavy silence between them carries the weight of 30 years of unspoken words and the possibility of forgiveness. At its heart, Real Americans explores how identity forms through genes, choices, and narratives. Nick's inheritance manifests in both tangible and intangible ways. His father's blue eyes and his mother's time-stopping episodes represent physical legacy, while May's determination and Lily's capacity for love exemplify the emotional inheritance shaping his character. The novel presents a nuanced view of what it means to be a real American, revealing how this identity encompasses countless variations of the immigrant experience. May's transformation from village girl to accomplished scientist represents one path. Lily's rebellion against her mother's carefully laid plans charts another. Nick's journey to reconcile his mixed heritage illustrates yet another variation. Like the lotus flower May so often references, emerging beautiful from muddy waters, human identity develops not through careful planning, but through the mysterious alchemy of circumstance, inheritance, and choice. The characters learn that authenticity comes not from fitting predetermined categories, but from accepting the full spectrum of their experiences. In the end, we are all products of choices made long before our birth, some deliberate, others accidental, yet each of us must still write our own story. The lotus seed didn't grant wishes in any magical sense, but it catalyzed transformations that created opportunities unimaginable in May's Chinese village. Real growth, like the lotus emerging from mud, often comes from embracing rather than escaping our messy origins.